Welcome to Glyndebourne 2009. Vladimir Yurovsky conducts the revival of Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, starting on the 6th of August.
Tristan is the turning point in history of music, after which there is no way back.
Vladimir Yurovsky is Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, the greatest expression of undying love ever created?
Definitely in the field of 19th century music. The most important thing for me is not so much the idea of the undying love as the subversive idea of the love blowing up all the rules of the society. And in case of music, all the rules of harmony.
The idea to say yes to sing Tristan first time, because it's my debut, was that all the others having their debut also, especially Vladimir, because it could be a wonderful chance to do something new.
Act one is the most melodramatic and the most earthly one. This is the real drama and this is the real duel of the two protagonists, leaving into this ecstatic finale, where they are also being juxtaposed by the trumpets welcoming King Mark. Act two, of course, is this big symphonic poem called Love. And act three is, of course, the most bleak and morbid one, which at the very end, after the action has stopped, has this most surprising and unreal of all climaxes, which eventually resolves us into a not very sunny, but definitely a very ecstatic B major. I would describe them as life on earth, life between earth and heaven, and the life after the death. Whenever we faced with the impossibly explosive energy of Tristan's music, we are still stunned. We are speechless.